Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Black Gritty. What up, O?
Baby mama, Slim Richie, Rhea. Could you guys patch me over to Rod's number? The radio show's been sounding really good today. I'm just trying to leave a message on his voicemail, trying to figure out what it is, and we can get it back on the schedule. You know what I mean? People talking articulately, knowing what honey is. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, there's weird things going on. I'm not used to people having
information. Yeah, it's a good question.
Do you think Joe has ever had honey?
It's a great question.
It's possible he has never tasted honey.
It's absolutely possible he's never tasted honey.
And it's possible he never will.
Yeah.
Ask him about ambrosia, just for good comedy. Ask him about ambrosia.
No chance.
His brain will sizzle. You know what I'm saying? His brain will sizzle. Hey, guys.
You know what, though? He might be listening to us right now.
Yeah.
He's not one to do research, but
no,
is it possible?
He doesn't learn through osmosis. He's not that bright, unless he's in the bathtub with a book. I mean, it's not how he rolls. Let me talk about the finals last night, and I want to talk about the Phils because it kind of rolls together. So I watched OKC fumble three Hall of Famers in their prime that took them to a finals. They fumbled them away, lost everything, traded all that away, worked their way back to a finals and win one in a time span that the Sixers have done what? So everybody on the internet talking about, well, Halliburton's out and Tatum's out and next year could be our chance. You are a moron. You are an idiot. You are one of the dumbest people in America. You, like me, are a Sixers fan. I know I'm a fan. I'm just not that dumb. If people don't want Ace Bailey, I want Ace Bailey. I want a dog. I want somebody who's going to show up for practice mad, who wants to prove to the world that he's somebody and doesn't want to be on a trash organization like the Sixers. Everybody, he doesn't want to be here. Don't take him. I got a dude not showing up for practice. I got McCain and Maxey, who I love, but they're so happy and positive. I want somebody angry to go to work and do their job and show everybody that they were wrong. You better draft this kid, because anything else I don't know is going to happen. Now, that rolls into the Phillies. James, the Phillies are winning the World Series.
Whoa!
The Phillies are winning the World Series, and the only way they're going to win it is to make major moves at this deadline, bro. My window is shrinking. You talking about the future with Turner? Turner's getting worse by the day. Okay, he's had to play hitting stuff cool. Bryce, thank you for choosing me. But Topper doesn't defend you out there on the plate. You get hit every other week. You're injured every year. We need to make moves now. I want to win today. I'm looking at OKC, looking at a decade in between getting back to the finals. My team is going backwards year after year. You better make these moves, Dombrowski, and get me this World Series, because this is our year to win. I don't care about the future. I don't care about the past. I care about right now. What was the question?
Food or drink at a title?
So I'm going to keep the ball rolling with stuff that the young Thundercat doesn't know. I want to say cocktails with Tom Cruise. That's a classic. It's not a winning answer.
Yeah.
I just know he's never
cocktail,
seen it.
Cocktail, that counts. I think cocktail is
a
drink.
It's a dumb movie.
Yeah, it is a dumb movie.
Really dumb movie.
No, it is.
It's a really dumb movie. It's a but he's never seen it.
That's one of Joe's favorites.
Yeah, Joe loves cocktails.
Seriously?
Elizabeth Shue.
Well, at least I do you some love, Joe. I talk to you guys.
I love you.
Thank you,
Great
Owen.
Call.
Yeah. Miss you, man.
Yeah.
So Joe obsesses over that.
Loves cocktail. Big fan.
Really gross way.
It just makes you uncomfortable.
The way he talks
not like
about
that
the
movie in the least.
It is. There's some things about Joe where it's like, all right, you know,
keep it away. Which is worse, that or watching him put his foot in his mouth?
Well, his foot.
No, see, what you guys are at an advantage, especially you, John, and you, James, from where you generally normally are in the producer's booth.
Oh, yeah,
and
you're like right in. Yeah,
I look directly over at his bare feet every single show, and it gross. I literally want to go put something over there, like an ottoman or something, so I don't have to look at it.
Well, it's blocked from my view. It is horrifying.
Yeah.
You're right. And then they're disgusting hobbit-looking feet, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, he's got some
gnarly feet. He walks around with
feet.
No socks or shoes, and I don't know, like there's flip-flops somewhere sometimes. And
you can
feet.
Do that at home, but yeah, not at work.
It's,
well, remember,
it's
at home,
outrageous.
He rubs his feet in
this is a job.
Digs
it's a
his
place
feet
of
in
work.
The carpet. I don't know. Does he do that here, too?
Probably.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's horrifying. It's gross.
Yeah, it really is.
Abusing the carpet with those hobbit feet.
Honestly, can we file like an HR complaint about this or something?
I think I can, since I'm being subjected to it.
I don't hate this, you know? How funny would it be if, you know, like Lisa Morton or Cynthia has to come in and be like, Joe, listen, we have to talk about
you gotta
keeping
put your shoes on
at work. Yes, yeah. that's got to be embarrassing. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Andy and Deffer. What up, Andy?
Yo, morning team.
We live, we hot.
Yo, yeah, you telling me that clown walks around with his shoes off at work?
All
Yo, how
the time.
Is that?
All the time, Andy. All the time.
Oh, man, that's gross.
It is gross.
Grow
it,
up.
It very.
But,
yeah.
That's gross. You know who else does that? I think Buzz does that. So, you know,
I
guess
you're right.
Think alike.
I think
Seriously?
Buzz do that. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Yo, but how great is it to where, you know, the Phillies are cooking and it's cooking outside? I mean, great time of year.
Look at you, a wordsmith right there. Yeah. I heard a funny phrase where it's you're either cooking or getting cooked, you're either holding the pot or you're in it. It's pretty good.
You know what what's tough though? I mean, you look at the Phillies doing really good. You look at the draft this week. I mean, we lucked out and got the number 3 pick. The only other player that's a superstar, Ace Bailey, don't even want to come here. We're looking at possibly a role player at best at 3. I mean, that's just par for the course with the Sixers. Like, that's what we're getting at 3?
Yeah, look, it does seem like the Sixers, quote unquote, lucking out at 3 in a two-player, two studs draft.
I'm with Gritty. I say just get him. Get the best guy.
I am too. I would just take the guy with the highest ceiling, and I have no problem with him having a little dog at him and all that. Like, look, I wouldn't want to come to the Sixers right now either.
My favorite is, he's immature. I'm like, he's 18.
Yeah. How more immature is he than the way this organization runs?
Correct.
Like, what are we doing here?
Their so-called leader, Embiid, shows up late all the time.
Yeah, at least this guy seems like he cares about his future, so.
I mean, and it could be superstar potential. So, but I mean, you guys just had that top 11, right? The real team in town. You know, you look at the Eagles around here. You know, and quarterback didn't even make it on the cameras top 11 list, right? Other clowns on the midday, Spike Eskin, always want to rip the quarterback. All we ever wanted in town was a team that always wins, a guy that don't say nothing, and wins Super Bowls. I mean, that's all this
guy
does.
Well, not just that, Andy. I mean, think about like the Sixers team we were just talking about, and Embiid, who has had great regular seasons. He's been an MVP. He's been a runner-up twice. He has had greatness in the regular season. But the reason we look at Embiid the way we do look at him is because he has failed to come through in the playoffs. All Jalen does is come through in big spots, like big games.
The bigger the game, the better he plays.
Exactly, right? Like, when did that stop mattering the most to us?
Hey, it's a big difference when your legacy has an L next to it with Embiid as a loser, and then you got Hurts that'll have a huge W next to it as a winner. Huge difference as a fan's perspective, as a overall perspective in Hall of Fame careers. And you know what I'm saying? It's a huge difference when you have that next to your legacy. Because in my eyes, Embiid's going down as a loser. Period.
Jalen's not stopping.
He's the most superstar in this town that has the worst legacy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
In my opinion.
And you got an answer for a food or drink and a title?
Does it have to be a movie?
No, it could be a book, TV show, a song for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, in honor of America, what about American Pie?
Already said.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's switch it up. You guys never really go with hip hop. What about Cream?
Oh, yeah. That's a great answer, actually. A little Wu-Tang. I love that answer. Was not expecting that from Andy.
I rarely.
That was a pretty measured call, right?
Ever agree with Andy, but The Jalen Hurts slander.
It's crazy.
That has been going on since like the day after the Super Bowl.
It drives me like, Rhea, there are a few things that I get more angry hearing than that.
Yeah. And I was somebody who, you know, during the year, I'm like, oh, the past, you know, he wasn't pulling the trigger. That does bother me about him. He wins.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know what else you could want. This guy is held. And it's like, oh, well, it's the offensive line. It's Saquon Barkley. And I'm going, it's his dual threat ability helps out everybody else too.
Yeah, and
I mean, so like, what are we talking about here?
We spent all these years crushing Donovan, who had great regular seasons.
I was one of them. I was here for
that.
Yeah,
but you know what? When
game.
He didn't win in the playoffs, when he didn't win at all. Guess what? Crushed the guy.
Yeah.
All Jalen does is win in the biggest of games. All he does is come through when it matters. Like, that used to be something that was the most important thing to us. And it feels with Jalen, people are kind of shirking that to the side.
There was one insane statement, and I wish I could remember who made it on this radio station, because I would rip them. You know, if so-and-so was here, can you imagine how many more wins Eagles would have? And I'm like, they've had a lot of wins with Jalen
Hurts.
It's like,
what do you mean more wins? Exactly, yeah.
I'm going, okay, what, like, you know.
They go undefeated.
It's almost impossible to have more without being undefeated.
Literally. Jalen lost one game after the week four of the season, and it was the one he got knocked out of.
23 was dreadful.
Yeah.
For a litany of reasons, one of which was Jalen Hurts.
Sure.
Was, you know, Nick Sirianni and the defense and... But, you know,
but look how he rebounded. Look how he came back. What more could he ask for?
For a city that's like, oh, we'll do anything for a championship.
Yep.
Got the championship. Jalen sucks.
It's I'm right there, Rhea. I'm like, it really does feel like we've just kind of changed what we ask for and what we want to suit the.
We got a championship.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now we would like you to be Joe Montana for every single
game.
He's
going to have four rings, and people are like, well, he missed that throw in the third quarter, so, you know, not that great. You know, like, what are we doing here?
I don't get it.
215-592.
Didn't we have somebody not even put him in the top 15? Is that Shoeless Joe?
Shoeless Joe over there. Just a nonsensical. Honestly, it's one of the worst things that's happened on the station. Maybe in my lifetime.
Yeah,
that's how bad that list was. All right, 215-592-9494.
Ever.
Go back. Ever.
And we did Wimble
years. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to Nick in Bucktowney. What up, Nick?
Hey, what's up? We got the A-team this morning. Good morning, James, John, and Rhea. How are y'all?
Doing great, Nick.
Good, good. I'm going to be at that San Diego Padres game. My brother and I are taking my dad to the game.
That'll be a fun series, and the Padres are good. You know, that's a legit series.
Yeah, they're battling it out in the East over there, so for sure, a great game. John, did you ever get the OxyQueen for those jeans?
Yeah, actually, the jeans are awesome.
Yay!
It all
worked. I'm so happy for you, John.
Seemed like it was a real issue.
What a huge difference! Oh my gosh, like life renewed, and these are the greatest ever. They feel like pajamas.
Awesome.
The greatest. And they no longer stink to high heaven.
Well,
it's an important
thing.
Factor, yeah.
Yeah, so speaking of stinking, man, what are we going to do with these Sixers? They're at a crossroads right now. I feel like what they decide on Wednesday night is going to mean the difference between whether or not this team goes, you know, down the drain completely, or if they still have hope left. I'm hoping for Edgecombe at number three. He's a great perimeter defender. I know we don't really need another guard. What do you guys think?
Look, I want the best player they can get. I don't care what position he plays. I don't care about anything else. I think Ace Bailey seems like he has a higher ceiling than Edgecombe.
Why do you like Edgecombe better than Ace Bailey, Nick?
Well, he's ready to play right now. He's not a project, and he is a defensive stud, and our defense stinks every year.
Yeah, well, I can't argue that.
Yeah, I need a star at three. Anything that I could do to try and maximize.
If this guy is Michael Jordan, it's like, oh my gosh, we don't want to be that team. You know, it does feel like he's got some emotion that could help propel him. But then again, he didn't have the success that I would have liked to have seen at the college level.
It is weird because they had two stars.
Both of those guys at Rutgers is really strange. I know was it Harper was hurt at times and stuff like that. But, you would think having two top five picks, two top three picks, whatever.
If one of them is
like
Michael
that
Jordan.
Alone, you would think.
Yeah.
You know,
well, if one of them is the next Michael Jordan, do they fizzle the way Rutgers did? Or like Michael Jordan, what did he do? Oh, okay, well, in college, mm-hmm. led his team to the national championship repeatedly.
Yeah. I've gone back and forth with Elliot on Ace Bailey. I just go, I'm getting Ben Simmons PTSD.
Yeah, the LSU thing. I think it's a little different, but I get it. Look, I have no idea whether this guy will be good or not, but it does seem like he is the biggest swing of those guys.
I assume whoever the Sixers pick, it'll be a mistake.
Yeah, probably.
That's where I am with them. I mean, it's, you're watching that at OKC, and even Indiana, I mean, they battled. I mean, they battled to make it a 7-game series.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch them.
Oh, they were a blast. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were the story of the playoffs, even though they didn't win it.
CJ McConnell was the story of a lot of that. Well, you know, Halliburton, amazing player. Such a tragic end for him, man. Just nasty, awful injury. And the rehab for that is excruciating from what you hear.
John, the rest of his life, he'll know that at that point in a game seven, he's on a heater.
Yeah.
And it got... rug got pulled out from underneath
him. That's devastating.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. It's one thing, like, if you're Tatum and it sucks, but you tear your ACL in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, yeah,
this is
yeah.
not even just the NBA. It's game seven. You're in game seven of the NBA Finals. This
you
is
put
it.
Put your team in it's position like to actually do this.
Yes,
thing
and you're the guy.
Risk he took. I mean, that was a chance with that injury.
Yeah, and look at
it bit him.
Yeah, it did. And look, I get taking the risk. Like, you know, you have a chance.
You take the risk in game seven.
Yeah, but that it is. It's a real shame. Nick, you got an answer for us for a food or drink at a title?
I do, but real quick, I want to go back to what Ed in Phoenixville said. That seventh inning with Lizardo, dude, he made Soto look so silly on that strikeout.
That was awesome. And there was some big, it did feel
Soto
like
Soto was laughing.
Yeah, it was cool seeing that because he got
it
fired
was.
Up. And Soto, they must know each other a bit or whatever. But
it was a cool dynamic, I guess, also between Real Muto and Soto and Lizardo. Like, it really was awesome to watch.
Well, it felt
that.
Like there were a lot of those type of moments and at bats this weekend where, you know, the Alonso at bat early in the game, it just felt like a lot of like Soto, it just felt with Soto there. Like, it felt big. Like, this series, for a June series, it felt really,
I didn't
big.
Even have to, like, I always checked what time the games are. I'm like, oh, this is Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I knew. I mean, this is, it feels that way.
It really did.
Teams.
All right, Nick, you got an answer for us?
I do. One of the most iconic bands of all time, if not the most iconic, and one of their greatest songs, Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles.
Yo, that's a great answer. We're getting really good answers. That's a potential winner as well. Songs, there's a lot of fertile ground with songs. I'm just putting that out there for the next 2 hours of the show. A lot of fertile ground with songs. Let's talk to our buddy Rick in Easton. What up, Rick?
Good morning, gang. So a couple things real quick. You know, this is the first time in like 80 years since the Phillies and the Eagles have both been in our city, and I don't even know how many cities can say this, the last 3 years, Super Bowl appearance, loss in the playoffs, Super Bowl win, and the baseball team was in a World Series with also two more appearances in the playoffs in three consecutive years. If you think about it, it's pretty amazing, but it's a good time to be a Philadelphia fan, especially in the outdoor season, in the outdoor team.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Also, I looked at this. You know I'm a numbers guy, Self. You know, I think we're the only baseball team right now. I know we need some pieces, and I know it's still early. We have four starters with seven wins or more. We're 7 wins. In an era where it's hard to get wins for starters nowadays, and three batters in the top 18 with total hits in Turner, Bohm, and Castellanos. And every time I listen to the show, once in a while I'll hear, when are we going to trade Bohm? When are we going to trade Bohm? You got a third baseman, 28 years old, who really is getting better defensively for $7 million. Is that not a steal at third base?
He's been much better. Look, I think it's fair. The criticism of Bohm has been fair with, the last season. They tried to trade him this offseason because of it, the start of the season this year. But I think while that was fair, we also have to step back and say, he's been awesome for like a month and a half, 2 months. But to that initial point, when the lights are the brightest, when the, we were just talking about Jalen Hurts, like, I need to see Alec Bohm have his head on straight and perform at a high level and not, get frustrated by an out and then, recede into himself or whatever.
We've seen him tank.
Yeah.
We've seen him just go and turtle up. And the beginning of the season, as an example, he dug a hole for himself because of emotional, I don't know, like lack of, I don't even know what he was lacking. It just wasn't where he needed to be.
Well, I get it, John. I think sometimes in life you take the good with the bad. Aria, I could not agree 100%. If I hear one more conversation, I know it provokes thought. I know it's a great talk show. If I hear one more conversation about Hurts being in the top five or not, if the ultimate goal is to win a ring,
we
have 20 draft picks the next 2 years, and you win through the draft, which this city has a hard time doing over the years, and now we figured it out with our football team at least. And I know that McNabb didn't get it done, but Hurts did to team win. The bottom line is, by the way, I have clients in Los Angeles and Boston that listen to this show. It's like arguing, who's better, Montana or Bradshaw? Who cares? They're both wearing four rings.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
So, real quick, I'll go with my answer for today, Tequila Sunrise.
Oh, yeah, sure. We're getting some good answers here. That is a good answer. Drinks are fertile ground for potential title, food or drink in a title. Music, a lot of answers there. All right, 215-592-9494. Continuing to react to the Phils taking 2 of 3 from the Mets this weekend. Sole possession of first place in the NL East as we wake up this morning. We'll continue to play some highlights from the game, what happened this weekend. Again, in case you missed it earlier, Bryce Harper injury update from the game last night. We'll play that for you again coming up as well. Plus some interesting information I saw about Tommy John injuries and return time as it relates to Painter. Because we were talking this morning about Painter, John and I, prior to the show. And
yeah,
you know, it's starting to get, they said July-ish. That's what they told us in spring training. That's what they've been saying all year. We're starting to get
ERAs creeping up there a little bit.
Yeah, but he had a good last start, yeah. But then the couple before it bad. Some interesting information on Tommy John recovery and how that applies to Painter and what he could mean for the team as well. Plus your calls on the Phils Mets.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.